will be kicking it away to the Vandals to start off the second half. Vandals lead it 20-10. Vandals have it, turnover on the interception. Pena had a couple of fumbles, but they recovered themselves on both of them. They were back-to-back plays. And there's one where Moore got a snap that came to him earlier than he was expected. And it came off his face mask. So Pena will kick it away. It is Jordan Colburn at the 15. He is running, looking to pick up some blocks. Ends up on the far side of the field. I think he got ahead to about the 25-yard line. Wasn't much there on the return. The Vandals will be going right to left here in this third quarter. So we get the second half underway. Vandals will have it at their own 28-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 28. Vandals with a very tight formation this time. The receivers really bunched in close to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers line up, two to the left, two to the right. No one in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. So the Vandals now put a man in motion. That is Colburn. And the Vandals fumble it. So Quentin Stumball went to hand it off to Colburn. But honestly, it looked like he was late even starting to make that handoff and kind of just hit Colburn in the hip. What it honestly looked like. And it'll bring up a second down and 13 as the Vandals lose 3 yards there. So now the Vandals spread it back out. Three receivers will line up left. It will be Colburn, DePue, and Casey to the left and Brett McCarty to the right. Vandals going right to left again here in the third quarter. It is a second down and 13. Second and 13, pistol formation. Quentin Stumball fakes a handoff, gets a pass away. Andrew Casey, nice catch as he had to reach behind and get that catch and gets it ahead to the 37-yard line. Looks like the Vandals are going to have the first down, and they will. It was a nice catch from Andrew Casey, his second of the night. And the Vandals get a first down. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Ahead to their own 37-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals. Two receivers line up left, two right. Two receivers to the left. It is Colburn and DePue. And it'll be pistol formation for Quentin Stumball. He takes the snap. He will hand this one off to Dylan Hinton. He's trying to get to the outside, but there wasn't anything there. Painter read it well. Hinton tried to bounce off left tackle, try to get it outside, but there wasn't any room there. And he basically maybe loses a half a yard, second down and 10, coming up for the Vandals. Three receivers this time line up on the right. That is McCarty, Casey, and Colburn. And one receiver to the left, that is Connor DePue. Connor, just one catch on the night. It was a 68-yard touchdown, but still just one catch on the night. From the pistol formation, Quentin Stumball. He takes the snap, rolls right, gets a pass away. It is caught by McCarty, who is immediately hit. Gets it ahead to about the 45, maybe 44. Or are they going to say he knocked it loose? No, I think they're going to say no catch. I thought he held on to the ball, but I guess he dropped it. So it is no catch, so it'll bring up a third down and 10. So no catch for McCarty. He got hit as the ball got there. And the Vandals shuffling some guys in a little bit late here. Carter Robbins, Vandals with a tighter formation again. Looking for the play in, 10 seconds remaining on the play clock. Quentin Stumball puts a man in motion. It is Connor DePue. Connor turns the corner. We got a flag down, so it's all coming back. And now another flag comes in. So we've got two flags, one in the area of holding back at the 35, one where the play was at about the 47. So we'll see what the penalties are. I would have assumed this one was holding at the 35. But I am not sure about the one that is up where Connor DePue was at about the 47. But we do have a hold against the Vandals, as expected, a face mask against Pena, so they will offset. So the play So we'll replay the third down. So offsetting penalties. So the face mask against Pena offsets the hold against the Vandals. So we'll do it again. Third down and 10. Third down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 37-yard line. First down or third down and 10. Third down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 37. Three receivers right, one left. Dunbar drops back the pass. Flushed out of the pocket. Pass away. Incomplete. Now tipped into the hands of Pena. They've got the interception. And they'll bring it back, still on their feet, all the way ahead to the 38. It was in and out of the hands of McCarty. And when it popped up in the air, Pena got the interception. So it is an interception. A tough one. But an interception nonetheless. And now Pena will have the ball in Vandal territory at the 39. That was Moore on the interception. It popped in the air, and he grabbed it and then ran it back for a nice gain into Vandal territory. So it was in McCarty's hands, but it popped up and out of it into the air. And Pena grabbed it out of the air and came up with the interception. So that was Moore with the interception. It was not. I'll get you the player in a minute. So we've got a whistle. And we've got a timeout for Pena. So Pena will take a timeout. That interception was Derek Ambrose. And then he had the nice return. So McCarty, if he could have hung on to that one, would have had the first down, but it popped out and popped up in the air. That was the worst part of it, as it popped up in the air and allowed Pena to come up with the interception. Second interception of the night. Second Vandal turnover of the night. First one, they were able to get Pena out three and out after that and get the ball back and score. But this one, Pena gets a lot more yardage out of. And they've got the ball in Vandal territory. So Pena with the ball at the Vandal 49. Pena with the ball at the Vandal 49. Moore in the shotgun. Puts a man in motion. It is Lynch. Take the handoff. Now they give it to the running back. He's able to get a nice gain near side of the field. Going to try to cut it down, and they'll eventually bring him down at about the 10. But a nice, nice game. That is the running back for Pena, Newt Campbell, on the carry. And it will be first down and 10 for Pena, deep in Vandal territory. Looks like they spotted it at the 14 on the near side. Pena left to right here in this third quarter. Moore takes a snap, hands this one off to Durbin. Durbin trying to get to the outside, and the Vandal's going to wrap him up. Connor DePue comes and gets him for the tackle. And about a one-yard gain, second down and nine. Second down and nine for Pena from the Vandal 14-yard line. 7 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. In the third quarter, the Vandals lead it 20-10, but Pena is threatening. Two receivers line up left, one right. That's Lynch to the right. Snap to Moore, rolls right, looking to Lynch, caught, touchdown. Did he get in? I thought he did. Yes, he did, into the corner. Moore to Lynch. They hook up for the second time. This time from 14 yards out. Touchdown for Pena, 7:24 remaining in the third quarter. So Pena cuts it to 20-16, pending the extra point. So 20-16, pending the extra point. And Pena has hit on their first two, and they also have a field goal tonight as well. Snap is back. Now they're going to go for it. And a flip up in the air, and they're going to have the two-point conversion. But Pena gets the two-point conversion instead. It is good. So they faked, went for it. And now they get themselves to 20-18. So what you do there is they've already kicked a field goal tonight, and if they're able to do it again, they get themselves in that position. They could win it if the score stayed where it's at with a field goal. So Pena cuts the Vandals' lead to 20-18. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated specializes in hauling grain, rock, and equipment. They also have a welding and repair shop, and they're locally owned and operated. That's Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated. You can reach them at 618-339-7239. That's 618-339-7239. Again, 618-339-7239 for Lucas Lash Trucking Incorporated.
To a two-point game. The Vandals lead is 20-18. And Pena will get set to kick it away to the Vandals, so they cash in on that turnover. The interception turns into a touchdown. And Pena with a line drive kick picked up by the Vandals. And they look to run it back, get some yardage down the side of the field. It looks like they get ahead to about the 41. That is Patty McDowell with a pretty good return for the Vandals. So 7 minutes, 17 seconds remaining third quarter. The Vandals with their second possession of the quarter. First one ended in an interception that Pena took in for a touchdown. So the Vandals will have it just shy of their own 40 to start off this drive. One receiver lines up left. That is Connor Depute. Three receivers line up on the far side to the right of the field. Vandals going right to left here in this third quarter. Quentin Stumball with the snap. Gets a quick outlet pass. That is to Jordan Colburn. Not a whole lot there. Maybe to head to the 42. Pick up of maybe two or three. Looks like they're going to give him about three, second and seven. Second down and seven for the Vandals. Head to their own 42-yard line. Second down and seven, maybe eight. Ball ahead to the 42. 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. In this third quarter, the Vandals lead is down to 20-18. Three receivers line up left. Colburn, Depew, and Bowers to the left. Fake the handoff. Stumball keeps it himself. Stays on his feet. Still on his feet and across midfield. First down for the Vandals. And a late push coming in. But a first down for the Vandals ahead to the Pena 47-yard line. You've seen both teams with some late pushing and shoving, and I think the officials have just kind of let it go on both sides. First down and 10 for the Vandals into Pena territory at the 47. Three receivers will line up right. That is Casey, Bowers, and Colburn. To the left, it is Connor Depew from the pistol formation. Quentin Stumball rolls. He's in trouble. Gets the pass away, incomplete. He got rid of it, threw it away, as they got back to him pretty quickly. And Quentin Stumball was able to throw it away, and it'll be second and 10. Second down and 10 for the Vandals. 5 minutes, 48 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals' lead is down to 20-18. Second down and 10 from the Pena 47. Setup's the same. One receiver to the left. That is Connor Depew. Three receivers to the right. Down to 6 seconds on the play clock. Down to 3 seconds on the play clock. Down to two. Down to one. They just get it off. Going deep. He's got a man. It's Bowers diving for the catch. Deep into Pena territory. Lucas Bowers, his first catch. Down inside the 15. He used all 6'5" to come up with it. And the Vandals deep in Pena territory head to about the 15-yard line. So a big catch by Bowers, diving to come up with it. And it's first and 10 for the Vandals, ahead to the paint of 15-yard line. The first catch of the year for Bowers. Two receivers left, one right. Stumball rolls left, pass away incomplete. Near corner of the end zone, the intended receiver was Connor DePew. And it'll bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10 from the paint of 15 for the Vandals. 5 minutes, 24 seconds remaining, third quarter. The Vandals' lead is 20-18. Two receivers will line up left. That is Connor DePew and Jordan Colbert. One receiver to the right. That is Andrew Casey. Play clock at 15. Quentin Stumball from the pistol formation. With Hinton in the backfield, fakes the handoff to Hinton. Quentin getting to the outside. He finds some room, stays on his feet, and eventually gets shoved out of bounds, I believe about the 6-yard line on the near side of the field. So it's going to bring up a third down and about a yard. Third down and about a yard. Third and about one from the 6. Third down and one from the 6. 18 seconds on the play clock. One receiver to the right, that is Casey. Two receivers left, Colburn and DePew. Quentin Stumball takes the snap, hands it off to Hinton, bangs heads, bites ahead. I don't know if he got there or not. He did get a surge. But you also got to remember, when you start in the shotgun, you're 5 yards back. So we'll see where it's spotted. I would imagine the Vandals go for it anyway. Or did he get enough? Looks like he got the first down. So he got the first down. So it's first and goal from the 5. So Hinton got enough. First and goal from the 5. 10 seconds on the play clock. Quentin Stumball had to go all the way to the sideline to hear it come in. Two receivers right, one left. Q fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. He's going to go to the corner of the end zone. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Quentin Stumball, 5-yard touchdown run. And the Vandals get the lead to 26-18. Pending the extra point, I see no laundry on the field. So Stumball, a 5-yard touchdown run at the 3:55 mark here in the third. I believe the Vandals are going to go for 2 again. Their lead back up to 8 at 26-18, and they'll go for 2. So they have the lead to 8. They're trying to get it to 10. Two receivers left, one right. Quentin Stumball takes a snap, gives a handoff to Hinton. He fights, pushes, but he's not going to get there. He's still pushing. Did he get enough? Did he get a final surge? No, he did not. Just could not get there. He stayed on his feet, kept churning, but couldn't quite get it. And the two-point conversion is no good. So the Vandals' lead is 26-18. So 26-18. 26-18. The Vandals' lead is back to 8. It was 10 at halftime, but back to 8 now. Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They have been around for 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. Also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services for local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. So the Vandals get the touchdown, 5-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stumball, but the 2-point conversion attempt is no good. Dylan Hinton had the run, but stayed on his feet, but could not get it into the end zone. So they came up short on the 2-point conversion. 3:54 remaining in the third. Durbin's kick going to go straight out of bounds, or did it hit? Well, we'll... I think it did hit before it went out of bounds. Seeing what we're doing here. So it looks like they're going to make the Vandals kick again. The Payne is going to, they can do that, and I think they're going to elect to have the Vandals kick again. The kick went straight out of bounds. I thought it hit, but no, it did not. It went straight out of bounds. The Vandals have had some struggles on the kicking game, or in the kicking game tonight. So they'll have to kick 5 yards deeper than normal back at the 35. Now, Durbin had a couple of really deep kicks last week. But he has not been able to get. In fact, he had one where he slipped. As the Vandals get everybody back in for the second kickoff attempt. 3:53 remaining in this third quarter. The Vandals lead is 26-18. And Durbin this time, line drive kick, going to hit, roll, picked up at the 20. That is Lynch that picks it up at the 20. No, it is not. It's Blackwell, and he gets it ahead to about the 45-yard line on the near side of the field. Lucas Bowers with the tackle. So good field position for Pena to start off this drive. So Pena with good field position to start off this drive. And it'll be first down and 10 for Payneham from their own 46-yard line. Moore looks to the sideline. 3:48 remaining third quarter. Two receivers line up on each side. He has running back Campbell in the backfield with him. Actually, two running backs in the backfield. They put a man in motion. Give it to Campbell, and he got ahead maybe a yard before the Vandals surge pushes him back. Several Vandals in on that tackle. See Dylan Hinton in on the tackle. See Colburn in on the tackle. Bryce Hartley also in on the tackle for the Vandals. They give him back to the line of scrimmage, second and 10. Second down and 10. Two receivers on each side. Moore takes the snap. Now dropping back to pass. He's got a man open. It's tipped incomplete. Connor DePue got a hand on it. It was intended for Lynch. And it'll bring up third down and 10. Lynch was back there, and Connor DePue got a hand on it, batted it. And it is third and 10. Lynch has an interception tonight. Also has two touchdown catches. He has been huge as expected. Third down and 10 for the Payneham Panthers. Moore rolling right, pass, caught. Did he catch it or no? Yes. Lynch caught it. Going to be at about the 45. I think he might be about a yard short. So it's fourth down. He's about 2 yards short. It's about fourth and 1.5. So fourth down and short for Pena into Vandal territory. 2:55 remaining third quarter. They are, of course, going for it here on fourth and 1.5. Moore, long count, trying to get the Vandals to jump. He does not. Now they look back to the sideline. Moore from the pistol. Two receivers left, two right. Takes a snap. Hands it off. The running back brought down. Hinton in on the tackle. Hartley in on the tackle. He does not get it. And the Vandals will take over on down. So the Vandals will take over on downs at their own 46. So the Vandals will take over and have it at their own 46. Hinton and Hartley in on the tackle for the Vandals. For the Vandals, this is a tighter bunch formation. Seen that a few times in this second half. Quentin Stumball. Play clock at 12. Puts a man in motion, Connor Depew. They give it to Connor. He's trying to get to the outside. He turns the corner. He finds some room, and he's going to be driven out of bounds at about the 44-yard line of Pena, far side of the field. It is enough for a first down. Vandals going right to left here in this third quarter. 2 minutes, 21 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The Vandals lead it 26-18. Ball at the 43 of Pena. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Pena 43. Dumball takes the snap. Got a little time. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. Steps up. Flips the pass. It is caught and out of bounds at about the 30 on the far side of the field. That is Carter Robbins with the catch for the Vandals. And it's going to be enough for another first down. So Stumball stepped up in the pocket. Was able to get that pass away. First down and 10. For the Vandals, ahead to the Pena 30-yard line. We're inside 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead it 26-18. Man in motion, Colbert. He's cutting back, looking for some room. He's got it, going to the corner, but we got a flag down. More than likely, that's going to be a hold on the Vandals back at the 25. So if that is a hold, as I would assume, it'll be at the 25, so that would put the Vandals back at the 35. Would give them a first down and about 15, I believe, if I am correct, and it is. So it is a hold. Spot of the foul looks to be the 25. So it should be a first down and about 15 from the Pena 35. The spot of the foul, obviously, if the flag is accurate, and it is, so that will be what it'll be. So it'll be a first down and 15 coming up for the Vandals from the Pena 35-yard line. 1 minute, 46 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead is 26-18. Two receivers line up each side. Depew and Kinsey on this near side to the left. They put Depew in motion, fake the handoff to him. Quentin Stumball is going to keep it himself, spins, finds some room, gets it ahead to about the 28. A pickup of about 7. So it's going to bring up a second down and about 7, maybe 8. Call it second down and 8. So it's pickup of 7, second down and 8 for the Vandals. They get it ahead to the Pena. 27, probably second down and 7. Called second and 7, 8-yard gain. Second down and 7 for the Vandals from the Pena 27, and we've got a false start on the Vandals. Nothing went right, and the ball never got snapped. 5-yard penalty, and it'll put it back to second and 12. So the Vandals have been a little bit one step forward, two steps back on this drive. Two penalties have pushed them back, one to first and 15, now this one to second and 12. Second down and 12. After the false start penalty. Two receivers line up right. That is McCarty and Bowers. Two receivers line up left. That is Depew and Casey. Dylan Hinton will be in the backfield with Quentin Stumball. On a second down and 12. We're inside a minute remaining in the third. Stumball. Pass away. Intercepted. Lynch with the interception. It was overthrown. The intended receiver was Andrew Casey. It was overthrown, and Pena gets it back on the interception. That was Lynch with the pick. And he's a ball hawk, and he was there for it. And Pena gets it back. 46 seconds remaining, third quarter. It was intended for Andrew Casey, overthrown. And that is the third interception tonight. One, there's not much Q could have done. It was one that popped out of McCarty, popped up in the air, and Pena came up with it. And Lynch made a great play on the other. That one, for me, looked like the ball was overthrown. So Pena has it. They are deep in their own territory. And they'll run it out here. I think they run it ahead to about the 14, I believe. Had it at the 9 to start with, so about a 5-yard gain, second down and 5. Ahead to about the 14-yard line for Pena. 27 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Vandals lead 26-18. Play clock is off, so Painter may just let this go to the third. We'll see. Or the fourth, I should say. Nope, here they come. Play clock is off. Down to 6 seconds. Well, maybe not. I think they're just going to let it run out and go to the fourth quarter. So we are going to head to the fourth quarter. Vandals lead at 26-18. Painter with the football. We'll take a break on WKRV.
We've still got some hot days to go, but before you know it, the first chill will blow through the air. Well, whether it's servicing your AC or making sure your furnace is good for the winter, the place to call is Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. No matter the make or model, Hunters can take care of it for you. And if it's time for a new one, Hunters can get you set up. So stop by and see them at 5th and Orchard in Vandalia or call 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
So we start the fourth quarter. Get ready to. Painter will have the football. It'll be a second down and 5 from about their own 14. Vandals lead it 26-18. Both teams had a touchdown in the third quarter. Vandals just missed on the two-point conversion. Painter hit on there. Vandals led 20-10 at halftime and now lead 26-18 as we start the fourth. Second down and 5 for the Painter Panthers from their own 14. They just got the ball back a little bit ago, their third interception of the night. Lynch is second. Second and 5 for Painter. Moore's under center. Man in motion. Take the handoff. Going to keep it. And not much there at all. Moore kept it himself, and there wasn't anything there. See if he got back to the line of scrimmage. It looks like he did. Third down and 5 for the Vandals. Lucas Bowers back in. Brody J out. Vandals rotate defensive linemen. Vandals on defense here, Painter with the football, going right to left. Just underway third quarter, third down and 5 from their own 14. Moore under center, takes a handoff, drops back to pass, gets one away, intercepted by the Vandals. Stepping in front, coming up with the interception was the Vandals, and they get it back at a short field. That is Connor DePew. So Painter's first turnover of the night. Interception by Connor DePew, and the Vandals get the ball back with a relatively short field here. They'll have it at the 24. 11:13 remaining in the ball game. Three receivers line up right. Casey, Bowers, and Colburn to the right. One receiver to the left, that is Connor DePew. I believe it's Patty McDowell that will be in the backfield with Quentin Stumbaugh on this first and 10 from the Painter 24. Stumbaugh takes the handoff, takes the snap, I should say, and then keeps it himself. Not much there. He got out of bounds far side of the field at about the 22. So he'll pick up a 2, maybe 3. Oh, hey. Second down and about 8 coming up. Second down and about 8 coming up. Three receivers right. One left, that is Connor DePew, far side of the field. Vandals going left to right here in the fourth quarter. 11 minutes, 3 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 26-18. Second down and 8 from the Painter 21. Stumbaugh hands it off. That is McDowell, and they hit him in the backfield. He might have got a yard. He might have got a yard. Not a lot there, and it'll bring up a third down. Third down and eight. Third down and eight for the Vandals. From the paint at 21, Vandals just got the ball back on the interception. Play clock at 10. Three receivers right, one left. Stumball steps back to the left. Gets it to Connor Depew. He breaks the tackle. Stays on his feet. Down the far sideline. Touchdown. Touchdown. A 21-yard touchdown. Stumball to Depew. And the Vandals back on the board. Get the lead to 32-18. Stumball rolled right. Came back to the left. Found Depew. From 21 yards out. This comes with 10:15 remaining in the game. And the Vandals get the lead to 32-18, and I think they're going to attempt the extra point here. Well, they get the lead back to now 14, trying to extend it to 15 here. I could have seen them going for two to get it to 16, but they're going to go for the extra point instead. So the extra point attempt is up and good. So the point after is up and good. And the Vandals lead it 33-18. 33-18 is our score. So the Vandals with the touchdown to get the lead up to 15 now, 33-18. So the Vandals get the interception. They do cash it in for the touchdown. And the Vandals extend the lead now to 15. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Stumball's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. They are at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. So the Vandals will get set to kick it away. 10 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals lead it 33-18. And Durbin's kick. This is a good one. It's deep. Back inside the 10. The return for Pena. Pretty good return up to about the 32-yard line. Well, that's where Pena will take over. 10 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the game. 33-18. The Vandals' lead is 15. It was 10 at halftime. Got down to 2. And now they've gotten back-to-back touchdowns. Get the lead up to 15. So it is 33-18. Pena with the football. At their own 31-yard line. Moore from the shotgun. Two receivers each side. Takes the snap. Going to keep it himself. He runs straight ahead and pushes the pile. Pretty good gain, really. One of those didn't start out looking like much, but I think he's going to get it ahead to about the 35. So about a 4-yard pickup, second and 6. Ain't a hurrying up, second and 6. Clock is running, 9:45 remaining in the game. Moore takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself, trying to get to the outside, and the Vandals will bring him down far side of the field at about the 38-yard line. I saw Dylan Hinton in there, Lucas Bowers in there on the tackle, and it's going to bring up a third down and about 4. Third down and 4 for Pena, 9 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. They haven't went to the air a lot, but when they have, they've been pretty good. And Lynch has been huge for him. Couple of touchdown catches. He's caught the ball 4 times. He's got 2 interceptions as well. Moore from the shotgun. 2 receivers left, 1 right. 1 man in the backfield with him. That's Durbin. Takes the snap. Gets a pass away. It is caught. The Vandals are in pursuit, and they are going to bring down number 16 at about the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down at about 2 coming up. With the Pena, that is Tyler Wrench with his first catch of the night. And Payne is going for it. Fourth down and 2, they're going for it, form their own 40. 8:35 remaining, fourth down and two. Vanna going for it. Trying to get the Vandals to jump off sides, and they say they did. I thought the Vandals stopped themselves, but they did not, and Payne will have the first down. So the long count, and the Vandals got excited and jumped off sides. I thought they held themselves, but the official said no. They jumped into the neutral zone. It's a five-yard penalty. Payne with a first down ahead to their own 45. 8:20 remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 33-18. Moore fakes a handoff, going to keep it himself, trying to get outside. And the ball may have come loose, and I think he just fell on it himself. I saw some people jump toward the ball, but looks like he picked up about 4 yards, second down and six. Second down and six for Pena from their own 49. We are inside 8 minutes remaining in the game. 33-18, the lead for the Vandals. Two receivers line up left, two right. Moore in the backfield. He's got Durbin with him. Takes a snap. Takes a handoff. Now he rolls. Pass away. It is caught. And knocked out of bounds at about the 49. Benton McCarty with the tackle. They do get into Vandal territory ahead to the 49, so it's a pickup of two. Third down and about four. Third and four. Third and four for Pena from the Vandal 49. 7:20 remaining in the game. Two receivers each side. Durbin in the backfield with Moore. Takes a snap. Going to keep it himself again. He's got the first down. And he's ahead to the 40. Picks up nearly 9 yards, if not 9 yards. So Pena with another first down. They'll stop the clocks to move the chains. It is 9 o'clock, WKRV Vandalia. The Vandals with a 33-18 lead, but Pena threatening. Ball ahead to the Vandal 40 on a first and 10. Moore takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself. And he's ahead to the 36, about a 4-yard pickup. Man, he's kept it himself a lot. It is. They've called his number quite a bit on this drive, second and six. Second down and six. Pena needs two touchdowns. They trail the Vandals 33-18. 6:35 remaining. Makes you think about an onside kick if they do score here. Two receivers each side. Moore takes a snap. Going to keep it himself again. And he gets ahead to about the 32. And it's going to bring up a third down and short. Third down and about two, maybe three. Third down, two, maybe three. All ahead to the 32-yard line. Third down, we'll call it two. Third and two. We are better than halfway through the fourth quarter. Third down and two for Pena from the Vandal 32. Moore's going to keep it himself again. Gets to the outside. He's got the first down and Moore. He's going to the corner. He is into the end zone. Touchdown. 32-yard touchdown run by Moore. And Pena is back on the board. So Moore with a 32-yard touchdown run with 5:46 remaining in the game. And that cuts it to a 33-24 game. Now, Pena needs a two-point conversion at some point as they were down 15, now down 9. Do they go for two here? I think they will. So Pena's going to go for two here. So they go for two here. Take the snap. Take the handoff. Now they give it. Pass is caught. Two-point conversion is good. They handed it off to number 15. He was able to throw it into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. And the Vandals' lead is 33-26. 33-26, the Vandals' lead. 5:46 remaining in the game. Take a break on WKRV.
Whether you're looking for new tires or quality used tires, the place to go, Rock Bottom Tire at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia, next to the Chuck Wagon. Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized dealer of MileStar Tires. MileStar Tires come with a road hazard warranty. See dealer for details. You can also get your oil change at Rock Bottom Tire. You can also give Jimmy a call, 618-699-5535. That's 618-699-5535. Rock Bottom Tire, 1720 North 8th Street, next to the Chuck Wagon in Vandalia.
Painted with the touchdown and two-point conversion. And they make it a 33-26 ball game with 5:46 remaining. Now, Painter, one thought is they could go for an onside kick here. Or they might trust their defense, try to get it back. We'll see what they do. But the Vandals got to be ready for that possibility. 5:46 remaining. They kick it away. That is McCarty. He's on the return. Gets it ahead to about the 35-yard line. 5:45 remaining. McCarty got hit pretty good. I think he's slow to get up. Yeah, McCarty's slow to get up. He got hit pretty good as he ran into the pile. Nope, he's off on his own power, so he is walking a little gingerly, but he is off. 5 minutes, 44 seconds remaining. So the Vandals with the football at their own 35. Vandals have not had a ton of success just running the ball tonight. Pistol formation, Quentin Stumbaugh. Two receivers left, two right. It is Hinton in the backfield with him. Stumbaugh takes the snap. They give it to Hinton, and he runs right through the middle. And he runs ahead to the 43. Well, that's going to be a pickup of about 8, second and 2 coming up. So they do have success there. Hinton he's had to fight for everything he's got tonight. They've not given him a lot. Second down and 2 for the Vandals. Ball ahead to their own 43-yard line. Vandals are not going to get in any hurry. We have no visible play clock. Both play clocks are out. So I don't know how much time it is. The Vandals are having to keep that themselves. Quentin Stumbaugh takes the snap. He's going to keep it himself. He's got the room. He's got the first down. He's still on his feet. And he's ahead to about the 48 into Paina territory. So we don't have a visible play clock on either side now. I noticed earlier one was off. They are both out now, so the Vandals are keeping it themselves. Teams used to, they didn't require it, so you didn't always, a lot of places you went didn't always have it. Kind of been, I don't know that it's required now, I just know that there's been a bigger push to everybody have them. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Paina 47. Stumbaugh takes the snap. Hands off to Hinton, and nowhere for him to go, but he does fight. Wow, is he strong. He gets ahead to about the 45. Dylan Hinton was hit in the backfield for what would have been about a two-yard loss. Instead, he makes it into about a two-yard gain. Wrench is slow to get up. He is limping. That's a big factor for Paina because he is a great defensive player. 4 minutes, 17 seconds remaining. The clock did stop because of the injury. And they'll get it going again now. Again, no play clock. Two receivers wide left, one right. Stumbaugh fakes a handoff, pass away, caught. This is Carroll, but we got a flag in the backfield. So this is coming back. It is going to be a hold against the Vandals. There is no doubt where that flag was thrown. It is a hold. It is at the 46. It is at the 46, so that would push. And the Vandals asking about it. Isaac Forbes was asking the official. They were telling him what he did wrong. So it was at the 46. It'll be a 10-yard penalty against the Vandals on the hold. 4 minutes, 6 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead 33-26. And they are now looking at a second down and about 20. Second down and about 20 coming up. Vandals would love to keep them on the ground, but that's probably not plausible now. Two receivers left, one right. Stumbaugh takes the snap, drops back, has time, rolls, has a man. It is caught. Jordan Colbert, and he is way down in deep end territory for Pena, down to about the 16. A big completion ahead to Colbert. A flush stumble out of the pocket. And he rolled to the far side of the field, found Colbert down that sideline with a big catch. And it is a first down and a whole lot more for the Vandals. Down to about the Pena 16-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Pena 16. 3 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals lead 33-26. Again, we don't have a visible play clock, so the Vandals having to keep it on their sideline. They'll want to use up some time. Stumbaugh hands it off. This is Dylan Hinton, and he powers his way down to about the 10. Picks up about 5 yards or so, maybe 6 yards. Second down and about 4 coming up, second and 4. Clock is running. We're going to be inside 3 minutes before this next play. Second down and about 4 coming up for the Vandals from the Pena 10. Colbert limping off the sideline. Yeah, that big catch a moment ago and then limped off. He's had some cramps tonight, I believe. I think that's what he had earlier. Two receivers line up to the right. One left, that is Depew to the left. They hand it off to Hinton. And Dylan turns, fights down, still on his feet. And see where he got to. See where he got down to. Hinton is so strong, man. He just carries the pile. And he did exactly that there. He picked up 3 yards. It's second and 1. Oh, they're going to say he got enough for the first down. He did get enough. I thought he was going to be about a yard short, but he did get enough. So it's first down and goal. First down and goal for the Vandals at the 9. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals lead 33-26, trying to extend that lead here. Two receivers each side. Dunbar's going to keep it himself. Rolls, cuts back, looking for room. He's got it. Touchdown, but it flagged on the far side of the field. The touchdown is good, but we'll see what the flag is. There is a flag down on the far side of the field, and it is a block to the back against the Vandals, so that touchdown's coming back. So a block to the back against the Vandals. And that will bring back that touchdown. So Quentin Stumbaugh had the touchdown from about 9 yards. But the block to the back will bring it back. The Vandals have had their share number of penalties tonight. And this brings them all the way back to the 16, back where they were. Back where they were. So it is first down. Back, it's first and goal, but it's back now to the 16. The first down and goal for the Vandals at the Pena 16. 1 minute, 58 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 33-26, trying to add to that score. Stumbaugh takes the snap, rolls, now cuts back, nothing there, and he's going to be brought down for no gain. Stumbaugh brought down for the loss, and it'll bring up second and goal from about the 16. I don't think he gained anything. Well, second down and goal for the Vandals. Clock is rolling. 1 minute, 35 seconds remaining. Pena will have to think about stopping the clock before long. The Vandals are going to use as much time as they can. Ball at the 18, so he lost about a yard. Second and goal for the Vandals from the Pena 18. Stumbaugh hands it off to Hinton right through the middle. Boy, that's a nice run. He gets down near the 10, and that is enough. Did he get the first step? No, timeout called. He didn't get enough. Well, it doesn't matter. My apologies. It's already goal. So it's third and goal now. I head to about the 7. I was thinking about the original spot of the sticks, so ignore me. But he gets it ahead. Actually, they spotted about the 10. Pena does take a timeout. So the Vandals have it ahead. A third and goal coming up from the Pena 10. So a third and goal coming up from the Pena 10. 1 minute, 11 seconds remaining. The Vandals lead it 33-26. So the Vandals with a touchdown lead. They're trying to get it back to a two-score game here. After Pena scored at the 5:46 mark to make it, and then they got the two-point conversion in to make it 33-26. So a timeout called by Pena. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires, also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by and see them at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So it is a third and goal for the Vandals. The football at the 10. Third and goal for the Vandals from the 10. Stumbaugh takes the snap, rolls left, cuts back, looking for room, corner of the end zone, touchdown. Quentin Stumbaugh takes it in. The field is clean. So Stumbaugh with a touchdown from 10 yards out. It comes with 1:07 remaining in the game, extending the Vandals' lead to 39-26, pending the extra point. And the Vandals will attempt the extra point here, leading 39-26, trying to get it back to 14 here. Durbin back to kick. His last kick was up and good, and this one is up and good. The point after is good, and the Vandals have the lead up to 40-26. So the Vandals lead it 40-26. Let's take a break on WKRV.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
So the Vandals extend the lead out to 40-26. Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air has been around for better than 100 years. They are at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. Stumbaugh's is your authorized carrier dealer. Also by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Durbin will kick it away. It is a ground ball kick. Squib kick, and Pena just has to fall on it back at about the 27. Well, Pena will fall on it back at about the 27. There is 1 minute, 7 seconds remaining. So Pena will be trying to score quickly here. And then they would need to, A, score quickly, and then, B, get the onside kick. So 1:07 remaining. Vandals lead 40-26. Moore from the shotgun. He's going to have three receivers. Wrench is back out there, so he's all right for Pena. Three receivers right, one left. Takes a snap. Quick outlet pass. That's to Lynch. Lynch looking to throw one up. Nearly intercepted. Lucas Bowers got his hand on it. So Lynch got the quick outlet pass, and then went to pass it himself, nearly picked off. And there's 59.8 seconds remaining in the game. Vandals lead 40-26, so inside a minute remaining now. Pena, first or second and 10 now from their own 27. Two receivers left, two right, one man in the backfield with Bourne. Takes a snap, going to keep it himself. And he's going to be brought down at about the 31-yard line. And Payne is going to take a timeout here. No, it's an official timeout. We do have a player down. I believe that's Lynch. I think he might have some cramps himself. And so the two trainers come out. Nearly lost my Vandal roster at about, went into the never-never. Cole Yarborough, who had the tackle a moment ago. So Lynch getting some legwork right now. So the Vandals trying to close it out. Leading 40-26 with 49.4 seconds remaining. It will be a third down and about six coming up for Pena when we come back in a moment. So Lynch, I believe, looked kind of like leg cramps for him. He's been huge tonight. He's caught a couple of touchdown passes, a couple of interceptions. No, that's not Lynch. My apologies. It's one of the offensive linemen. I saw it too. It was not Lynch. But it does not change the fact that Lynch has had a huge night. He's got two touchdown catches and two interceptions. So one of the linemen looked like having some cramping, and they help him off to the sideline. It's the third down and about five, maybe six coming up for Pena from their own 31. Moore puts a man in motion. That is Lynch. Moore's going to keep it himself, trying to get to the outside. He is brought down at about the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down for Pena, and Pena is going to use the timeout. So Pena will use the timeout. That is their final timeout. That's the last time they can stop the clock. Timeouts are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance. They offer a wide range of insurance policies and plans. They are at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. You can find them online, kmarshinsurance.com. K. Marsh Insurance, protect your legacy. 39.5 seconds remaining. Vandals lead it 40-26. Pena is looking at a fourth down and about two coming up. So they are down two scores to the Vandals, trying to get a quick score and then would need an onside kick after that. They have kept the ball, though, on the ground so far in this drive. Fourth down and two from their own 35. Moore from the shotgun puts a man in motion, fakes a handoff. Nope, gives it to Lynch, and Lynch is brought down at the 40. He is going to have the first down as he gets it ahead to the 40-yard line. That would be enough for the first down. So a first down for Pena. I believe he got it ahead to the 40. I'm not sure what we're doing here, what we're waiting on. They haven't moved the chains or anything. Not sure why not. Not sure what we're looking at here. Oh. So, excuse me, there was a flag down. I didn't see the flag anywhere on the field. So it's an illegal shift against Pena. So that first down is negated. That'll put them back to a fourth down and seven now, back to the 30. So a fourth down and seven. We're inside 30 seconds. The clock is running. Two receivers each side. Moore takes the snap. Quick passes away. Caught by Pena. And running back is gang tackled by about seven Vandals. And I think he's going to have the first down ahead to about the 38. So it is a first down for Pena. 17.6 seconds on the clock. So it is a first down for Pena. They'll get one more play. The clock is rolling. Down inside 10 seconds. Moore takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. And the Vandals will tackle him at about the 45-yard line, and the clock will run out. And the Vandals improved to 3-0 on the season as they beat the Pena Panthers here tonight, 40-26. So the Vandals beat the Pena Panthers tonight, 40-26. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up on WKRV.